want you to change your scenery. In other words, you're in a very good open stance, and they're just helping you with that. So you're just going to go exploring, is the way they're saying it. They're so cute. They just want you to go exploring. But so back to the story, if your mind knew and understood, your mind would start preparing or start thinking, well, if that's the case, then I should really start doing, I don't know what it is. But the process that you're in is beautiful. It's presentable. In other words, it's opening up just the way it is. But you're continuously evolving, and they don't, it's almost like if you had a business card, don't make too many cards with what you currently do, because it's going to keep increasing. So the card I have for you is New Beginnings. That's how I feel about you. The way a Lorraine was like, how do I start my day? And we were like, you start your day opening up to your higher presence in whatever way you like. With you, I would consider every moment to be like a new first or a new beginning. So the more that you don't get complacent, and the more that you, not that you are, but the more that you get like just really being in the present and allowing all to happen, all to conceive, that's going to help your every motion of continuing to evolve. And that's what they're excited about. And they're using that word. That's what they're excited about. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Linda.
You're more ready than you know. You're more ready than you know. When I'm saying that to you, the energies that are running through me, they're still running through me. They're still running through me. I mean, it's just very strong, powerful spiritual energy. You have passed your spiritual test. You have had a number of boomerangs. And when I'm looking at you, it's like you got it, whatever it is. Like, forgive them, forgive, release, understand, like, whatever it is. Like, check, 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 check. So you're in this extraordinary position because you said so. In other words, you honored the dress code. You submitted to the light. You forgave. You did whatever it is that you needed to do. The next card I have is throat chakra. And I feel very, what would be the word? Promising about that. When I'm receiving you, the energy in my crown chakra for you is, what would be the word? It's special. And what I mean by special is it just doesn't come every day in terms of what you're accessing. They're just showing me, I forget the name of that store, not that you need to know, but it's a gourmet, they do like high-end, like if you had a wedding or a fancy dinner party, they Carmichael's, that's what it is. Not that it matters, but they really do high-end catering. So the idea behind that is you wouldn't go there just for an everyday snack. You know, it's very pricey. But what it does is it gives me relevance in terms of your high achievement, in terms of what you're getting ready to access, is the point that they're showing that to me. Say your name again, my love.
Linda.
Thank you. While you're busy drinking, drink in that light. So when I'm looking at you, the more that you can start honoring the light, noticing the light, feeling the light, responding to the light, you already do. But they're about to take you to the next level or amplification, and they're trying to help you do that without resistance. So when you remember what we see in the physicality isn't truth, you're learning to see with spiritual vision, and you're doing well. But when I'm looking at you, it's sort of like they're raising the flame and helping you to commit. So you're really learning how to be in the world, but see through your spiritual sight. Say your name again, my love.
Linda.
Thank you. They're going to take you to all kinds of situations to help you do that. So you may be like, why is Facebook giving me all this bad news? Or why am I in the middle of this tragedy? Or why? There, it's practice. It's practice so that you can help, you can keep seeing. So if you have clients and you're getting like, why am I getting these goofy clients? Whatever. It's practice so that you can keep exploring. Say your name again, my friend.
Linda.
You're well on your way. Light. Light, 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 light. It's really all I want to say to you. It's almost like if I was your spot checker or your best friend, I'd call you later on. Are you focusing on the light? Like, it's really all I really want to say to you, except here you go. Final outcome, spiritual union, divine mastery, ascension. It's right there in your divine plan. It's there in your soul plan to really ascend in this incarnation. And I feel like it's much sooner than you're allowing for a reason. In other words, you're a little gun like, yeah, whatever the divine wants to bring me, you're a master in your truest sense. And it's important that you permit that. It's important that you appreciate that. And it's important that you stop, what would the word be? Sort of like being bashful about it. It's not like you need to go tell everyone, but you need to honor it within yourself so that you permit yourself to be heard. Success and growth, super, super, super good. That is your message, my love. I hope it helps. And did you have a question today?
Yes. Thank you. Do you see me moving?
And where are you currently located?
I live in Marina Del Rey.
And where are you considering moving or just considering moving?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you're definitely moving energetically. So is there a particular concern about your residence or why the question, I guess, is the question?
Just curious. Okay. Just curious.
There's something about Pisces. This may not have anything to do with what you're asking, and I don't know if you're Pisces, but there's something about the energy of Pisces that's soon to be seen. Tuck it under your bonnet till it makes sense to you.
I think it's my father's a Pisces.
Something about Pisces. All right, back to your move. Say your name again, my love.
Linda.
Thank you. Can tell you is whatever's going to be happening, it's like all already orchestrated, so there's nothing ajar. In other words, there's nothing where you have any concern is how it feels. So you're either not moving, or if you are moving, you're going to be fully equipped. So when I receive you, you just feel very secure, like you energetically feel very secure, like your needs are always provided for no matter what. There's more that they're not showing me, and I don't know why, but I do know that they're not showing me. And I don't mean that in any kind of anything to fear. It's more of you don't need to know yet kind of feeling is how it feels. What's interesting to me is it reminds me a lot of the beginning of the message where you don't need to know where you're going, but get comfortable going. It's that same feeling, like just be in the present and just know everything is provided for and everything is unfolding naturally. And that's how I feel about this question as well. Except to say, I feel extremely, what would be the word? I feel extremely positive about you. And what I mean by that is not only is everything fine and dandy, but that you're going to be very well pleased with the final outcome in terms of your success in reaching what your soul wanted to invest in this lifetime. In English, you nail it. You really nail it. And the card I have is triumphant success. Just to kind of emphasize that. Except I'll say the mightiness of that sword, it's coming to you now. So you want to feel that. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel mightier. And allow that. Allow that. You can be nice and mighty simultaneously. So there's something about you can be pleasant and strong. You can be sweet and steady. So there's something about the combination of that that's really helping you anchor in that divine feminine. And there's something that's going to be whittled out, or there's something that's going to be teased out in regards to that. I don't know what it is, but it's like, well, I don't want to be like that B-I-T-C-H or something that you have to tease out, because you're still avoiding, I don't want anything to be like that. And that's holding you back a little. So just be aware that there's some kind of healing that's going to present, so that you allow yourself to shine, so that you allow yourself like your full dimensional value, rather than, well, I like this, but we're not going to include that, and you need to include all of you. So just be aware of that. There's going to be some kind of healing. You're going to experience something that's going to permit yourself to explode. When I say explode, like just be your full self. Say your name one more time, my love.
Linda.
Don't be afraid, what would be the word? Don't be afraid to push. When they say push, let me explain this to you. Say your name again, my love.
Linda.
Thank you. You're not pushing another, but you're pushing yourself in your extraordinary direction. So it's a little bit like when you feel like there's more to go, don't hold back. Permit yourself to slide. Permit yourself to extend. Permit yourself to assert. Crown chakra. Super good. Say your name one last time.
Linda.
Thank you. You are being, what's the word, monitored. I'll just say that. I know that sounds weird. Like, are they watching me in the shower? You're being monitored. In English, you're being assessed. So like, how are you handling your energy? How are you handling increased light? Like, you're being monitored. So take comfort in that. Like, you're really being escorted. It's really beautiful. Your final outcome card is coming together, which is exactly how I feel about you. Like, it's all coming together. Truly. I hope that helps.
Nicole, I just want to share something.
Sure.
I have a statue of Segment on my desk that came from Egypt. Okay.
Perfect.
You're spot on. She is my energy field.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So much love to both of you. So cool. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true engagement. So true engagement is exactly what Linda shared with me. It's like, really trust yourself with a smile. So when I'm sharing all these things, I have no idea what I'm saying, in the sense that I really don't. But the only way I serve is to trust with a smile. So we're all in the process of establishing our true self. And we're all extraordinary beings of light. So when we think of masters or ones that, oh, they're really in the know, please include yourself. Please include yourself. It's time. It's really time to establish your right and permission to know, to be seen, to be experienced, to be brought forth in this new endeavor. So when I say brought forth in this new endeavor, the light that's traveling through me on behalf of all of us is so, just think of the tree in Rockefeller Center. I mean, like this huge big tree and the amount of electricity to keep that lit. That is what we're learning to receive. That's what we're learning to decide upon. So much love to everyone. Have a beautiful holiday season. And we will be back Tuesday at 11 a.m. Forgetting my mind, which is the point. Mwah. Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
Lots of love.
Lots of love to everyone.
Bye. Lots of love to everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Hey, baby. I love you.